Lesson 3. Outcomes. Differentiate among types of hose streams and nozzles. Hose streams and nozzles. Hose streams could simply be the direct flow of water from the water supply through the nozzle to the fire. Hose streams may also include additives such as fire-fighting foam. The following factors affect a hose stream. Velocity of the water / extinguishing agent. Flow rate of the water / extinguishing agent. Gravity. Wind direction and velocity. Air friction. Operating pressure. Nozzle design and adjustment. Condition of the nozzle opening. Hose streams are used for the following. Applying water or foam directly onto burning material to reduce its temperature, figure 13.34. Applying water or foam into open flames to reduce the temperature so that firefighters can advance handlines. Reducing the temperature of the upper gas layers. Dispersing hot smoke and fire gases from a heated area. Creating a water curtain to protect firefighters and property from heat. Creating a barrier between a fuel and a fire. Performing hydraulic ventilation. Hose streams can be best described in terms of the following information. Patterns they form. Nozzles that create those patterns. Types of control valves that permit the flow of water through the nozzle. Factors that limit a hose stream. The size of the nozzle opening or orifice and nozzle pressure determines the quantity of water flowing from the nozzle. The size of the opening also influences the reach or distance of the stream. Finally, the type of nozzle determines the shape of the hose stream. A smooth-bore nozzle produces a tightly packed solid stream of water. An adjustable pattern spray nozzle, usually referred to as a fog nozzle, produces a fog or straight stream, figure 13.35. The sections that follow provide more detail about hose streams. Note, the NFPA and manufacturers categorize nozzles that produce variable hose stream patterns as adjustable pattern spray nozzles. For the purposes of this manual, we will use the more common term among the fire service, fog nozzle, to describe these devices. Extinguishing properties of water. Water is extremely valuable for fire extinguishment because it is readily available. It is relatively inexpensive. It has a greater heat-absorbing capacity than most other common extinguishing agents. When it changes into steam, it absorbs a large amount of heat. It can be applied in a variety of ways. Water extinguishes fire because water absorbs heat. When water absorbs enough heat to reach its boiling point, the water converts into water vapor or steam in a process called vaporization. At 212°F, 100°C, water expands to approximately 1,700 times its original volume as it turns to steam, figure 13.36. As the temperature increases, steam, like any gas, continues to expand. The volume of steam produced depends on the amount of water applied. The effects of this steam on conditions inside a compartment depend on where the steam is produced. In order for complete vaporization to occur, boiling temperatures must be maintained long enough for all the water to be vaporized. A solid stream of water has a smaller surface area and absorbs heat less efficiently. When the water is broken into small particles or droplets, such as a fog pattern or broken stream, it absorbs heat and converts into steam more rapidly because more of the water's surface is exposed to the heat. For example, 1 cubic inch, 1638.7 mm³, because a surface area of only 6 square inches, 387 mm³, divided into 1/8 cubic inch, 204.8 mm³, of ice dropped into a glass of water takes time to absorb its capacity of heat. This is, of the ice is exposed to the water. If that cube of ice is, cubes and dropped into the water, a surface area of 48 square inches, 3096 mm², of is now exposed to the water. The finely divided particles of ice absorb heat more rapidly. This same principle applies to water in the liquid state. Note, good nozzle control and coordination with tactical ventilation make for effective, efficient, and safer hose stream operation and fire control. Hose stream nozzles. Note, NFPA 1963, Standard for Fire Hose Connections, identifies two general categories of hose stream nozzles, straight-tip nozzles and spray nozzles. For this manual, straight-tip nozzles will be referred to as smoothbore nozzles and spray nozzles will be referred to as fog nozzles. Smoothbore and fog nozzles are used on handlines and on master stream appliances such as fixed apparatus-mounted monitors, portable monitors, and elevated monitors mounted on aerial devices. Delivery devices for broken hose streams, which the standard does not include, can be used to apply water in confined spaces that attack hose lines cannot reach. Both categories of nozzles as well as the broken stream delivery devices perform three main functions. Controlling water flow. Creating reach. Shaping the hose stream. Smoothbore nozzles. Smoothbore nozzles have a straight, smooth tip and produce a solid hose stream. They are designed so that the shape of the water in the nozzle is gradually reduced until it reaches a point a short distance from the orifice. At this point, the nozzle becomes a cylinder with a length of 1 to 11 halves times its inside diameter. The short, cylindrical section gives the water its round shape before discharge. Characteristics of smoothbore nozzles. Operate at low nozzle pressures. Are less prone to clogging with debris. Can be used to apply compressed air foam. May allow hose lines to kink due to less pressure. Do not allow for selection of different stream patterns. The velocity of the stream is a result of the nozzle pressure. This pressure and the size of the discharge opening determine the flow from a smoothbore nozzle. When smoothbore nozzles are used on handlines, they are usually operated at 50 psi, 350 kilopascals, nozzle pressure. Most smoothbore master stream appliances are operated at 80 psi, 560 kilopascals. Some smoothbore nozzles are equipped with a single-size tip for a single flow rate and others have stacked tips to provide varied flows, figure 13.37. When using nozzles equipped with a stacked tip, remove low-flow tips before placing the nozzle in operation if higher flows are required. Table 13.1 shows the flow rates available through various size tips at a constant pressure. Fog nozzles. Fog nozzles can create straight stream, narrow-angle fog, and wide-angle fog patterns. A fog nozzle's discharge rate may be either automatic or manual. Automatic fog nozzles maintain a near-constant pressure regardless of the pattern setting. Manual fog nozzles allow the nozzle operator to adjust the discharge rate at the nozzle. Characteristics of fog nozzles are: feature adjustable discharge patterns. Can provide protection to firefighters with a wide fog pattern. Can be used for a variety of applications. Offer a variety of nozzle choices and manufacturing options. Can be used to apply certain types of foam. There are four types of fog nozzles that the fire service commonly uses, figure 13.38. Basic fog nozzle, an adjustable pattern fog nozzle in which the rated discharge is delivered at a designated nozzle pressure and nozzle setting. Constant gallonage fog nozzle, an adjustable pattern fog nozzle that discharges at a constant discharge rate throughout the range of patterns from a straight stream to a wide fog at a designed nozzle pressure. Constant pressure, automatic, fog nozzle, an adjustable pattern fog nozzle in which the pressure remains relatively constant through a range of discharge rates. Constant/select gallonage fog nozzle, a constant discharge rate fog nozzle with a feature that allows manual adjustment of the orifice to affect a predetermined discharge rate while the nozzle is flowing. The rate of discharge from a manually adjustable fog nozzle can be changed by rotating the selector ring, usually located directly behind the nozzle tip, to a specific GPM, L/min, setting. Each setting provides a constant rate of flow as long as there is adequate nozzle pressure. The nozzle operator has the choice of making flow rate adjustments either before opening the nozzle or while water is flowing. Depending upon the size of the nozzle, the operator may adjust flow rates from 10 GPM to 250 GPM, 40 liters per minute to 1,000 liters per minute, for handlines and from 350 GPM to 2,500 GPM, 1,200 liters per minute to 10,000 liters per minute, for master streams. Most of these nozzles also have a flush setting to rinse debris from the nozzle. Adjust the rate of flow in small increments. Major adjustments can cause abrupt changes in the reaction forces of the hose line that may throw firefighters off balance. Constant pressure fog nozzles automatically vary the rate of flow to maintain a reasonably constant nozzle pressure through a specific flow range. A specified minimum nozzle pressure is needed to maintain a good fog pattern. The nozzle operator can open or close the shutoff valve to change the rate of flow. Automatic fog nozzles allow the nozzle operator to vary the flow rate while maintaining a consistent nozzle pressure. Automatic fog nozzles for handlines are designed for the following flow rates. Low flows such as 10 GPM, 40 liters per minute, to 125 GPM, 500 liters per minute. Mid-range flows such as 70 GPM, 280 liters per minute, to 200 GPM, 800 liters per minute. High flows such as 70 GPM, 280 liters per minute, to 350 GPM, 1400 liters per minute. Automatic master stream fog nozzles are typically designed to flow between 350 GPM, 1400 liters per minute, and 1250 GPM, 5000 liters per minute. These nozzles are supplied by large diameter or multiple hose lines or are directly connected to a fire pump by piping. Note: water flow adjustments in manual and automatic fog nozzles require close coordination between the nozzle operator, the company officer, and the pump operator. Fog nozzles are designed to operate at a variety of nozzle pressures. The designed operating pressure for most fog nozzles is 100 psi, 700 kilopascals. Nozzles with a designed operating pressure of 75, 50, or even 45 psi, 525, 350, or 315 kilopascals, are also available. Although these nozzles have less nozzle reaction compared to nozzles designed to operate at 100 psi, 700 kilopascals, droplet size is much greater, fog pattern density is lower, and the hose stream has less velocity. Broken stream delivery devices. A broken stream can be used to extinguish fires in concealed spaces in basements, chimneys, attics, or other types of concealed spaces. The nozzles that are designed to produce a broken stream include piercing nozzles, Bresnan distributors, and Rockwood cellar pipes. Piercing nozzle. A piercing nozzle can be used to pierce materials such as stucco, block, wood, and lightweight steel in order to access fires in concealed spaces. The nozzle consists of a piercing tip, shaft, hose connection, and striking plate at the end. A control valve can be attached between its hose connection and the supply hose. The nozzle is usually driven into place with a mallet, sledgehammer, or flathead axe, figure 13.39. Cellar nozzles. A cellar nozzle consists of a rotating head with outlets that distribute water in a circular pattern. The nozzle and hose get lowered into the cellar, attic, cockloft, or confined space through a hole cut in the overhead surface. Two commonly used cellar nozzles are the Bresnan distributor and the Rockwood cellar pipe, figure 13.40. Maintenance. Nozzles should be inspected after each use, and at least annually, to ensure that they work properly. Basic maintenance, care, and cleaning should be performed in accordance with the manufacturer's recommendations. Only qualified technicians should perform technical maintenance. Inspections include the following actions. Inspect the swivel gasket for damage or wear. Replace worn or missing gaskets. Look for external damage to the nozzle body, coupling, and tip. Look for internal damage and debris. Check for ease of operation of the nozzle parts. Ensure that the pistol grip, if applicable, is secured to the nozzle. Ensure that all parts are in place and in good condition. General nozzle care includes thoroughly cleaning nozzles after each use with soap and water using a soft bristle brush. Following manufacturer's recommendations for cleaning and lubricating any moving parts that are sticking. Storing nozzle with the control valve bail in the closed position. Never dropping or dragging nozzles. Using the flush setting on fog nozzles to remove any internal debris. Shutting off the water supply, removing the nozzle, and physically removing any remaining debris. Nozzle control valves. Nozzle control or shutoff valves enable the operator to start, stop, increase, or decrease the flow of water while controlling the nozzle. These valves allow the operator to open the nozzle slowly, control increases to nozzle reaction, and close it slowly to prevent water hammer. There are three main types of nozzle control valves found on smoothbore, fog nozzles, and broken stream delivery devices: ball, slide, and rotary control. Ball valve. Ball valves provide effective nozzle control with little effort. A smooth waterway perforates the ball. It is suspended from both sides of the nozzle body and sealed against a seat. Moving the valve handle or bail backward to open it and forward to close it can rotate the ball up to 90 degrees, figure 13.41. With the valve in the closed position, the waterway is perpendicular to the nozzle body, blocking the flow of water through the nozzle. With the valve in the open position, the waterway is in line with the axis of the nozzle, allowing water to flow through it. Although the nozzle will operate in any position between fully closed and fully open, operating it with the valve in the fully open position gives maximum flow and performance. When a ball valve is used with a smoothbore nozzle, the turbulence caused by a partially open valve may affect the quality of the solid stream. Slide valve. The cylindrical slide valve control seats a movable cylinder against a shaped cone to turn off the flow of water. When the shutoff handle is in the forward position, the cylinder closes to prevent water flow past the shaped cone. As the handle is pulled back, the cylinder slides open, permitting water to flow through the nozzle. Slide valves have one particular advantage: the nozzle operator controls the operating flow and resulting nozzle reaction. As a result, slide valves do not cause turbulence, figure 13.42. Rotary control valve. Rotary control valves are found only on rotary control fog nozzles. They consist of an exterior barrel guided by a screw that moves the barrel forward or backward, rotating around an interior barrel. Rotary control valves also control the discharge pattern of the stream, figure 13.43. This type of nozzle is commonly found in standpipe cabinets attached to occupant use hose lines. Hose stream patterns. Hose stream patterns are described according to size and type. Size refers to the volume or quantity of water flow ing from the nozzle per minute. Type indicates the specific pattern or shape of the water after it leaves the nozzle. Stream flow rates. Hose streams are classified based upon flow rate: low volume streams, handline streams, and master streams, figure 13.44. The rate of discharge of a hose stream is measured in gallons per minute, GPM, or liters per minuta, L/min, as follows. Low volume stream, discharges less than 40 GPM, 160 liters per minute. Supplied by 3/4 inch, 20 millimeters, 1 inch, 25 millimeters, or 11/2 inch, 38 millimeters hose lines. Handline stream, supplied by 11/2 to 3 inch, 38 to 77 millimeters, hose, with flows from 40 to 350 GPM, 160 to 1/400 L/min. Nozzles with flows in excess of 350 GPM, 1/400 liters per minute, are not recommended for handlines. This includes initial attack lines and backup lines. Master stream, discharges more than 350 GPM, 1/400 L/min, and is fed by one or more 21/2 or 3 inch, 65 or 77 millimeters, hose lines or large diameter hose lines connected to a master stream nozzle. Nozzle pressures of 80 to 100 psi, 560 to 700 kilopascals, are common with master stream devices. Master streams are large volume hose streams created by appliances such as apparatus mounted deck guns and ladder pipes. The nozzle's design and the water pressure at the nozzle determine the flow rate of discharged water. To be effective, a hose stream must deliver enough water to absorb heat faster than the fire generates it. If the heat-absorbing capability of a hose stream does not exceed the heat output from the fire, extinguishing the fire using water alone becomes impossible. The type of hose stream indicates a specific pattern or shape of the stream as it leaves the nozzle. Effective hose streams must meet or exceed the critical flow rate, figure 13.45. They must also have sufficient reach to put water where it is needed. The major types of hose stream patterns include solid, fog, straight, and broken, figure 13.46. The host stream pattern may be any one of these in any size classification. To produce an effective host stream, regardless of type and size, several things are needed. All host streams must have an agent, water, a pressurizing device, pump, a means for the agent to reach the discharge device, hose line, and a discharge device, nozzle, figure 13.47. The following sections more closely examine the characteristics of different types of host streams. Solid streams. A solid stream is a host stream produced from a fixed orifice, smoothbore nozzle. Smoothbore nozzles produce a stream as compact as possible with little shower or spray. A solid stream can reach areas that other streams might not. It can also penetrate and saturate burning materials or debris. The reach of a solid stream can be affected by gravity, friction with air, and wind. Solid streams provide large amounts of water quickly. When a solid stream breaks up when contacting a wall or ceiling, the now broken stream provides greater surface area to absorb heat and can be used to cool a compartment. It is difficult to say just exactly where the stream ceases to be effective. Observations and tests covering the effective range of host streams classify effective streams as a stream that does not lose its continuity until it reaches the point where it loses its forward velocity, breakover, and falls into showers of spray that are easily blown away, figure 13.48. A stream that is cohesive enough to maintain its original shape and attain the required height even in a light, gentle wind, breeze. The performance of a solid stream depends on the velocity of the stream resulting from the pump pressure and the size of the nozzle orifice. A nozzle pressure, NP, of 50 psi, 350 kilopascals, will produce host streams from smoothbore nozzles with good reach and volume. If greater reach and volume are needed, the nozzle pressure may be increased to 65 psi, 450 kilopascals. Above this pressure, the nozzle and hose line require more personnel to handle safely.